everybody. This is Armand Demel with you with the Positive Mind Special Thursday Thoughts. What we're doing here is trying to fill in your missing times. And I was thinking back to something quite important because there's a friend of mine who's trying to put together a book about my thoughts, history. Many years ago, I worked with a man named Dr. Peter Hogan. Peter was a brilliant scientist, and he believed that he could develop or work on using electronic games to study relationships. So if you ever saw two people doing video games together, you could say, how do they handle this together? You know, there's one kind of game where they would be competitive. You know, and let's say you were just doing a competitive game. I'll beat you, you beat me. Could be Wii Tennis. It could be anything, any video game, which would be competitive one with the other. That would be one way. But there could be another way, which would be cooperative. Let's work at trying to build something together on the web. And we'll work on our website, and we're going to make it beautiful. That's cooperative. And then there's another which says, well, you take out the garbage and make the food and I'll do all the work. And that one we call the dominant submissive relationship. So there are three kinds. Competitive, cooperative, dominant submissive. Now, dominant submissive is actually two kinds, because in this one you could be either dominant or submissive. We'll talk about that. Let's start off with the cooperative relationship. How he saw the cooperative relationship is two people who are always trying to get to some common place at the same time. Now, sometimes that means you got to hold yourself back quite a bit. And he was a sex therapist as well, and what he would study is people who were so concerned in everything getting to the right point, getting finishing at the same time, that they very often lost a lot of the passion that would be there in the individual selves. So cooperative is beautiful, because you're working together, but sometimes it's too inhibitory, you know, too inhibiting of your natural passions. So then there's a competitive relationship. Now, the kind of way they studied this, which is very interesting, is they had a thing called the train game. And the train game was the following. There were two trains. You had a train in front of you, and your partner had a train in front of her or him. And there was a blind between the two of you, so you couldn't see each other's games. And you were both racing to the end of the train. You both wanted to reach as fast as you could. And the deal was the following. Whoever gets there fastest gets a penny for every second that you get there faster, right? At the end, the maximum number of amount was like 10 pennies. Now, if the two of you got there together, you could get 20 pennies. But if only one of you got there ahead of the other, you could get more pennies. And I don't remember exactly how it worked, but the following took place when you put two people in this environment. Very often, people would say, okay, you go, because they can't see your train, and you'd say, no, you go. Okay, you go now. Where are you now? What are you doing now? Imagine making love this way. Are you ready? Okay, is it good? Is this the time? But they would do it, and it would take a long time for them to get to the end result, and both of their trains would arrive on time. The competitive relationship was very interesting, because you would try to see who would get there first. You didn't care about the end results. You just wanted to know who was going to get there first. And then came the dominant submissive type. And the dominant submissive type is, I'm in charge of driving the train, and you're cleaning up the caboose. What kind of relationship do you have? Do you have a cooperative relationship with your partner? Everybody likes to think they do. But, you know, very often it's not cooperative. Sometimes, especially with young newlyweds, it's competitive. My mate competes with me. What's that like to have your mate competing with you all the time? Well, sometimes he keeps you on edge. But other times, it's tiring. The competitive relationship usually gets you to try to out your partner, beat your partner in some way. Very often, there are a lot of going outside the relationship just to try to make your partner get jealous and things like that. But then there comes the dominant-submissive relationship and its variation to submissive-dominant. In this relationship, one person says, I'm in charge. And the other person says, oh, almighty you, you are so wonderful, I'll do whatever you say. That's the dominant-submissive. That looks pretty terrible if you think about it, right? And then there's this submissive-dominant, where the one says, you know, I want to meet a man who's a real man. So I just want to surrender. I don't want to do any work. I just want to let you do everything. So that's the other variation of the same thing. So here's what the survey showed. Which relationships do you think were the most successful? The dominant-submissive, the cooperative relationship, or the competitive relationship? If you had a score of 100... which ones do you think were the most successful? Now, most successful mean two people staying together, relatively satisfied in their relationship for the longest period of time. And the answer was the dominant-submissive relationship. Yes, the dominant-submissive relationship, where the roles were defined, you're the boss and I'm the sub, were the ones that worked the best. The longest. How happy were they? Well, pretty happy. You know, submissive people usually become passive-aggressive people, and passive-aggressive people usually could put a nail in your spine when you're not looking. They'll find some way of getting to you. They get even with you all the time. You know, they leave, they go on trips, they do things. Oh, my mother needs me, stuff like that, passive-aggressive stuff. And the dominant usually is felt powerless to the dominant submissives, the submissive's efforts. But here he is, the dom, I'm still in charge, I'm in charge, I'm in charge. And so you let him be in charge. You know, I remember there was a Jackie Gleason thing that he used to say, where he would say in the honeymoon, is, I'm the queen, I'm the king, he would say to her, and you're nothing. And she would say, well, that makes you the king of nothing. This is Armand DeMille with you with a positive mind. So when you think about it, what works for you? How do you want it to be? Everybody says, oh, I want a cooperative relationship. But I'm not so sure you do. Because cooperative relationships tend to be somewhat boring. Same house, same number of kids. Same behaviors, same thing all the time. So in this little thing we're doing with you today, we're going to ask you this question. Which relationship would you like to have? Which would you find that you find yourself in most of the time? And is it clear, like if I were to ask a man, what kind of person would you like to go out with? And he said, well, I want a woman, but I don't want a weak woman. It's all he has to say to me, and now I know he wants a woman to dominate him. See? And the opposite is true when women say the same thing. And of course, it doesn't matter what your sexual preference is. So the question is for you. Would you write back? You could write anonymously, but you could use this to send us a little note. Which of these would you choose and have chosen? This is Armand DeMille with you with the positive mind, bringing you some ideas, concepts, a guest or two, right here on Thursday Thoughts. And with it, of course, hear a little music for you along the way.